sellers, buyers remained cautious in November and avoided any large-scale purchases while suppliers held firm on prices and retail inventories remained high. The wrapped net diamond index for 1-carat diamonds rose 1.9%. The 0.3-carat category increased by 1.2%, while wrappy for 0.5-carat rose by 0.6%. Wrappy for 3-carat diamonds fell 0.6%. Rough prices stabilized and demand improved, but Indian diamond manufacturing is below capacity, fueled by tight liquidity and a sharp depreciation of the rupee. You can read more detailed analysis of the market conditions in November from the Rappaport Research Report, Signs of Stability, at diamonds.net/report. We'll return right after this message with highlights from the Sotheby's sale of magnificent jewels.
Rappaport is the primary source of diamond prices and market information used by the diamond trade all over the world. To get the Rappaport price list, please visit our website, www.rappaport.com, or email pricelist@rappaport.com.
Sotheby's New York held its sale of magnificent jewels in New York December 7th. Now bidders failed to meet reserves on the top three lots. Gary Scholler kindly met with us beforehand to discuss these gems.
Okay, so this is the wonderful 1924 Cartier Sautoir. Beautifully executed, sits beautifully on the neck. Again, something that has garnered a lot of attention as we've shown it around the world. We have a 16-carat cashmere sapphire. Exceptionally rare, of course, for its size, and it's a beautiful traditional cashmere color. The ruby, the Burma Rose, which is this amazing 10-carat Burma ruby, exceptional for its clarity, its brilliance, slightly pink in color, really, again, has excited a lot of people because, again, of its rarity of being over 10 carats and having this wonderful clarity. Our 33.02-carat antique cushion-cut diamond that we've named the Light of Golconda. It's this wonderful rectangular cushion, pure, pure color, absolutely the best of a type 2A that you could find. Wonderful, charming stone with just beautiful brilliance. Spreads like about a 50-carat stone. And it has really attracted everyone's kind of imagination, as we've shown it as well around the world. In this sale, we have this beautiful cut-cornered, modified square cut, 22.17-carat, fancy, intense pink. What's been, you know, commented about it throughout all the exhibitions we've done around the world is the wonderful sweet color it has. It's a very nice, pure pink. That no orange to it, no purple to it. It's just right smack in the middle. Everyone who's looked at it has commented on its wonderful color.
Sotheby's sale fetched almost $28.5 million and was 66% sold by lot in the afternoon hours following the elegant John Traina Portrait and Style sale earlier in the day, which sold almost $2 million. Time now to check on precious metals prices for the past week. For all the latest industry news, be sure to check diamonds.net and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.